Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Craig, that the Keurig machine really wants me to descale it. I mean, it's got a red light and...
It won't let you brew anything, will it?
It's getting pretty scary now because I've never seen a red light on a Keurig machine. This isn't a descale emergency going on here with this gadget.
Well, and I was looking at the Keurig website, and they actually sell a bottle of descaler.
Oh, of course. Nothing like the good old KitchenAid or Cuisinart pot. Please. Let's go to the phone because we have, and you know, the Carson City Nugget has had some great comedy shows with just the best comedians. I've seen him, and I don't remember where, but we're going to find out right now. Comedian Ryan Reese. Ryan, good morning. Sir, is that pronounced right, Reese?
Yeah, you nailed it. That's Reese. That's right.
And where are you calling from, my friend?
I'm actually in New York City right now.
Are you? And you're coming all the way to Carson City.
That's right, because you've seen me somewhere.
I've seen you somewhere. You were talking about why women were crazy, and that got my attention. That got my attention right off. Tell us why women are crazy, my friend.
Well, I want to be fair. Everyone's crazy. Everyone's crazy, but women own that. You know what I mean? If you call a woman crazy, they will agree with you. Try it. Oh. Call a woman crazy. They just go, I know.
Do you have some examples of their craziness, Ryan?
So you want me to do a court case against the gender of female and why they're crazy?
Well, you know, for a comedian, that I guess that is a serious topic. And you were talking also about when it's time to get rid of your roommate. When is it time to get rid of?
Well, I mean, I love roommates, but my parents say I have to start paying rent and I'm not actually a roommate.
Okay. I don't know whether you're kidding or telling the truth here, but I'll accept that.
Well, let's just say it's a joke. Let's just accept everything I'm saying as a joke.
Well, gosh, I don't remember. It was a late night show. You know, I'm half asleep. I thought you were very funny. I did laugh. You had some great, oh my gosh, he's right type of reactions from me. Now do you shy away from the politics and the hard news? Is it for those who've not seen your act, what kind of comedy do you do, Ryan?
You know what? I kind of just try to talk about things that interest me. Mostly, I talk about everything. Mostly relationships, sports. I do cover some topical news stuff, but just anything that really what interests you.
Well, that's the beauty of this show is I get to talk about what I see on the news and what interests me, and I pontificate on it. You see the humor in a lot of news. Could you give us just one example of a news item, since this is kind of a news talk station, and your take on it, if you please, my friend?
Well, I mean, I might not be as educated as you, but I'll give my my community college credit a chance to shine.
Okay.
What's in the news today? What's interesting you today that you pontificate about?
Well, it's all local stuff. Let me see. Let me get my notes out. We had Sports Illustrated pretty much shutting down. They're laying off the entire staff at Sports Illustrated, Ryan.
I mean, are you upset about that? I mean, I kind of don't mind.
Kind
it
of. Let me preface by saying I'm a fossil, and to me, magazines and newspapers are still close to my heart. And we're gonna have a lot of scantily clad swimsuit models out of work, my friend.
Oh, I think they're going to do just fine on OnlyFans. I think they're going to be okay.
Well, you being a person interested in sports, you really don't have much reaction to it,
oh, no.
I take?
No, no, no. I'm a Jets fan. I'm not interested in sports.
Yeah, let's talk about the football today. We have I'm a Bills fan myself because I was born in upstate New York. If you're a Jets fan, are you looking at another team to make the Super Bowl?
You know, I just like the party itself and the food. I'm always excited. I used to play football, so I'm excited to watch. Did you ever play any sports?
Well, I was a long-distance runner. I was a cross-country...
So no, that would be the answer.
Very good.
Oh, Craig, you don't have to chime in. You know, you're just feeding Craig's sense of humor now. Have you been to Carson City before, Ryan?
No, I'm very excited about it, though.
What have you heard about it?
Jimmy Fallon is one of my best friends in comedy. We started together, and he has just spoken so highly of it. So it's exciting for me to actually get a chance to go there.
Okay. I'll tell you what. And he keeps coming back, by the way.
He's got a gambling problem. You need to tell him no.
And Bob Zaney, it's almost his second home at this Carson City Nugget. So it must be a fun showroom.
I've heard the showroom is terrific, but I've heard the people and the food are even better. Comedians can't stop talking about it. So I'm looking forward to the trip. I'm actually coming in a day early to enjoy it.
Are you? Okay. He's not kidding, folks. The politics, things are getting intense right now. How do you talk politics on stage without alienating part of the audience?
I think you just talk about the issues. You know, you can't expect no one should be okay paying $80 for a loaf of bread. Like it's just not. It doesn't matter what your politics are. You understand the economy is not good. Whatever you see on TV is not true, and most people are not dumb. They understand things shouldn't cost this much.
Oh my man, you are my double right there. Oh, I'm a big fan already. How did it all start for you, comedy? Were you like the wise kid in the first grade classroom, like the stories I've heard from other comedians?
I don't think so. I was a fat kid, so I think I just developed a sense of humor to kind of deflect.
Yeah. What did you do before comedy?
Yeah, I was working in like programming and in like radio. I used to intern at Howard Stern, and I just started doing stand-up at night as a way to be creative.
And were you on the Stern show?
When I was an intern, I was on a couple times, yeah.
What did Howard have you do?
I used to get his lunch, you know, but when I interned, it was free. No one got paid, and you would, you know, just getting that experience and then hopefully a good recommendation, mm-hmm. you know, and seeing how things worked was the payment.
You know, I'll tell you what, and people, boy, it's a very separating issue to talk about Howard Stern. Many people don't appreciate his comedy, but I'll tell you what, he is probably one of the best interviewers I have ever heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's certainly changed quite a bit, but I don't know that people always stay the same their whole lives. Mm-hmm. He's a talented guy, and he's got a fan base, and, you know, he's doing what he does, and he seems to be happy with it.
How about some, do you have any backstory stories about the celebrities who appeared on that show or celebrities that you've run into in your career on television and such?
I've worked so many places. I worked on the Huckabee show, the Mike Huckabee show on Fox News.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did on air for them, and I also did some off air stuff, but the Huckabees are terrific, man. And, They always had some interesting guests on that were exciting to work with. Kathy Lee's great. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah. Wow. What's she doing now?
I think she's just singing. I think that's her thing now. She's cutting albums.
And Huckabee. I think Huckabee is still on the air somewhere, right?
He's in Nashville. He's got his own show in Nashville right now.
I thought I saw it on some cable network. So anyway, where do you want to go from here, Ryan? You worked in radio before. Now, you know, you're a popular comedian. What's your goal in life?
I've been asking myself that for 20 years. I don't know. I don't know. Just be a dad? I have no idea.
Just be a dad. Do you have some dad material that is part of your act when you appear?
No, I don't even have a girlfriend. These are my goals.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up here, but tell us a bit about your show, what time, and what people can expect.
Sure thing. I'll be performing at the Carson Nugget Grand Showroom on Saturday, January 27th. There will be two shows, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at goldennugget.com, Carson Nugget box office also. It's going to be a great show. Come out. We'll have a great time. We'll hang out. We'll gamble. We'll make some bad choices. Maybe I find Mrs. Right.
Last request. Do you have anything funny to say about Trump?
I think he says it himself. I don't know. He's great. I think it's very, very interesting right now.
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm looking forward to the election more than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, some people are with you there. 6 and 8 o'clock, Carson Nugget. This is next Saturday, folks, and you can get tickets, Carson Showroom box office, and enjoy Ryan Reese appearing. What's your next TV appearance going to be?
Oh, I'm probably going to do the Saturday Night Show on Fox News with Jimmy Fallon.
All right. Well, tell him hi. He's been on the radio show a couple of times. So, Ryan, it was great getting to know you. Thanks for making me laugh.
I appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, take care, bud. John Potter here, live and local. Phone line's open for you to call in. Local or national, international stuff, that's what I'm here for. 884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:18.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
John Potter here. I saw somebody driving yesterday with I kid you not, a paper license plate from 2022. Okay, well, better than no plate at all like others. Yeah, I mean, but you got to respect at least how durable these paper plates
They're still
are.
Waiting for their DMV appointment.
Are you really?
they are, probably.
Why are we putting up with this? It's just incredible. And we take it. You drive by there at 3 in the morning. People are in line to get in this beautiful multi-million-dollar building that we bought for this agency. And they cry about, well, we don't have enough people working here. Put together a job fair or something. A lot of people don't even know that's the problem. But again, I respect how durable the paper license plates are. So because always look at the positive side of things. Okay, it's Saturday. People do fun activities, and I have a local fun activity question. Actually, not mine, but people have asked me this. I think this was at the New Year's Eve party that my wife and I went to. And the question is, and I hope you can answer it, where do you like to go shoot in the area? I got into this discussion. She's a parent of two who... I guess they were interested for their kids to go shooting and, you know, kind of toughen up their kids a little bit, getting them more physically active and physically fit. And there's an interesting phenomenon these days in the United States. 70% of the young people, the military age, can't pass the physical requirements to get in. So if anybody has some great shooting areas to go to, 884-9910, appreciate the call. Let's go to Rick calling from South Reno. Rick, glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so are we turning into California here in northern Nevada?
Yes.
Actually, I mean, I heard a thing I guess it was last week, where a DA from Fresno came up and spoke to a group of people up here, and he was discussing that the state of Nevada had raised the felony amount of money that you could get arrested for from whatever it was to over $1,000.
Right.
And he's saying, look, he said, look, you know, you're taking away their accountability. I mean, you don't want to become like us. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's going on? You go to Walmart, everything's locked up. One interesting side note, I went to Winco, nothing's locked up there. Spoke with an experienced gal there, and she said, yeah, well, this is a whole different ball game here. If anybody tries to steal here, we got a great loss prevention. We'll stop them. And if they give us any trouble, like Violet, they're going to get decked, and they're going to get held, and they're going to get arrested. Nothing's locked up in Winco. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point is, didn't the governor veto that idea about raising the felonious rate of theft?
No, not that I've heard. That what you're talking about is a bill that came straight out of California. It was, I think, part of Pelosi's program here. And Sisolak, Nevada legislature signed it. Sisolak signed it. And it's a law. What they did was they raised how much you have to steal to be considered a felony. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's $1,200. Before that, it was like a couple of $100. So what happens when you raise the quota to be charged with a felony? What happens is you have more minor theft, actually not so minor. You have more shoplifters. Supermarkets and stores are writing off tens of thousands of dollars in theft each and every month here in our town. And I am amazed that they didn't foresee this happening when they lift the penalties like that on basic thievery.
So why isn't the current governor, who I'm thinking, you know, doesn't go for this kind of stuff, why doesn't he try to do something to turn this around?
I think it's a process you have to go through. I think the governor who's in office, when the bill is passed by the Nevada legislature, then you have the power to veto it. He may not be able to. This might be a bill that would have to go back to the Nevada legislature and amend it and change it in some way. But you're right. It hasn't happened. And I think that we've seen the after effects of this terrible idea to raise what you have to steal to make it to a felony. You know, lack of punishment. Yep. And that, you know, it was a bill to help the thieves, basically, representing the criminal interests.
Yeah, well, you've been around here a long time. I mean, this place is not anything like it was when you first came here.
No, I keep saying that, and I avoid saying that now because people, oh, that old man, listen to him. Please don't talk about the old days again, John. No, I shut my mouth about that. I was the most boring party goer at parties when I would talk about my memories. But they're sacred memories, and they were wonderful memories. Are you from here, Rick?
Yeah, I do live here. I first came up in 81, and things were quite a bit different then than they are now.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't that something back then? That was one of my favorite years, 78 to 81, I think, were just paradise. It really was. But we can make it that way again if we get together and, you know, vote for the right people and such. I would love to bring back those values. I appreciate your call, Rick.
Well,
thanks for calling.
You know, the new generation doesn't know or care anything about what it was, and I don't think they're too influenced by what's going on.
All right, Rick. We're not going to grouse about the young people. I have many young people friends, and they are wonderful kids.
But I'm one of them.
Oh, come on. You're not there yet. Don't listen. Rick, thanks for the call. All right. I'm John Potter. You can call in like Rick did, 884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News right now. I'm going to work on this Keurig machine. I don't have any vinegar to descale it, but I'm going to Google this and find a way. Pray for me as I attempt to get a cup of coffee here. 884-9910, our number. I'll be back in a few minutes. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:29.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
So I got this parking ticket yesterday, but I'm not sure why, because the sign said fine for parking, right? Fine for parking. What's up with that? Same thing happened to me at Home Depot. Sign said wet floor, and I did. What? I'm John Potter, 884-9910, number to call. The story on Fox News there about the Middle East reminded me of something. Yes, let's move on to bigger problems here. Have you seen on the news this week that cargo ship that the Houthi rebels seized? They still have this ship, and they seem to be using it as as a place to have parties on. Just a party ship for the Houthis right now. I know it's not ours, but as the grown-ups in the room, why aren't we helping to take that ship back yet? It's been over a week now, unless it has been taken back. I haven't heard that, but I say if it hasn't been taken, take it back or put it at the bottom of the sea. Sometimes in life, is you in or is you ain't? And right now, we are a big is you ain't country, it seems. I recognize that half the world is trying to lure us into World War III, and I hope the Biden administration has taken a course of action which it believes will keep us out of World War III. My personal view is that it is strength that protects peace. It's not weakness. And I pray for the leaders of our country, and I hope that the president and our various diplomats do well. And here's an interesting sort of deal. ISIS has condemned Hamas. And I'll be honest with you, I'm dumb about a lot of this stuff, okay? I got this job because I'm good-looking. I mean, really good-looking, okay? But it's terrible to say, but to me, terrorists are terrorists. And if you're an Islamic terrorist, you're an Islamic terrorist. And, you know, I don't really care enough to learn which exact brand or kind of Islamic terrorist you are, okay? And here's, like, the worst kind of attitude of all. If we're America and you're an Islamic terrorist, I think we should kill you, right? Whichever Islamic terrorist team you are on. They are forces of evil, which have been which have butchered and slaughtered people in horrible ways. Islamic extremists are wicked to women, horrible to gay people, genocidal to Christian people. Straight from the depths of hell, these boys are. And by the way, when you see these protests for the Palestinians here in the U.S., it strikes me that the great irony of intersectionality is that it leads people to support ideologies that eventually, empowered, will turn around and destroy the people who protested for them. And examples would be the feminists and the LGBTQ folks who are waving the Palestinian flag. How that happens is usually Americans today latching on to whatever is popular at the moment. But ISIS makes a point about Hamas condemning them for the attack upon Israel, because that attack has created a great deal of a very foreseeable and unintentional disruption and difficulty for the Palestinians. ISIS, which, by the way, hates Iran, ISIS says that Hamas has put Iran ahead of Palestinians. Iran wants fighting with Israel, so Iran got Hamas to do that terrorist attack on October 7th, and that has led to our attack upon Hamas, which has led to misery for the Palestinians. And the fact is, even though it's coming out of the mouth of ISIS, that is true. The suffering and the loss for the Palestinian citizens has all come about as a result of the actions of Hamas, their supposed great heroes and protectors. Yes, the Palestinians voted in Hamas years ago by a landslide. And the first thing Hamas did when they took over control was take away the right to vote. And you think we regret our votes sometimes in this country? It's been a disaster for the Palestinians, who have now no voice in their own government, and it seems impossible to solve without eliminating Hamas totally. That's Israel's goal, and it's the one solution that I can see, and Godspeed for that. 884-9910, like somebody to call, and because a parent asked me where they can take the kids to go out shooting, and I latched on to this because in the United States, as I mentioned, 70% of the young people of military age cannot pass the requirements to get in. And no disrespect to anybody, but in our society today, we don't seem to be raising sons and daughters who can make the cut. Physical fitness, for example, we have young people who can't pass the test to get in. They're not sufficiently physically robust, and they can't pass the physical test, the physical fitness test, to join the military or possibly even police or fire crews. That's an overstatement, of course, but a reality. It's difficult to find youngsters who can stand up to the rigors of military training. And military training has changed. They have civilized it more, and from all accounts have made it to be noticeably easier. Am I wrong? But our capability, our physical abilities of our sons and daughters, I feel has fallen off significantly. And it's just something to think about, not just in regards to our children and grandchildren, but also to ourselves. You know, I noticed in Sweden this week, their defense minister said that the Swedes, the people, should be prepared to go to war. Not that he thinks war is necessarily going to happen, but Sweden is in the process of joining NATO. Its defense minister said there is a possibility that NATO could be at war with Russia in the not-too-distant future, and, quote, we need to start preparing as a country for that. And if Sweden and NATO end up with a war with Russia, treaties being treaties, we could also end up with a war with Russia. If I were young, I would be kind of scared to death about this. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Steve the plumber is calling from Reno. Hi, Steve. I'm glad you called.
Hi, John. Nice to talk to you. I do have a little opinion about, you're talking about World War III coming along and all. I think,
isn't that a fun topic on a Saturday? Sorry about that.
You definitely got me interested. I just wanted to mention that, isn't America already at war in a way anyways, with what's going on with our immigration problems? We've been having so many people coming into this country that are not, we don't know who they are. And an invasion, you might say, from the South. I love my Mexican brothers, but, you know, who are you? Sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I wanted to mention, since was this little thing that happened in California last week where they found that Chinese laboratory or whatever with the Ebola. They accidentally found that, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That was an accident they found. I mean, gosh. I wonder how many more are out there by accident. So,
yeah, that was a building inspector walking by and saw a hose that was on the water tap going into a hole in the wall that shouldn't have been there. And they were just outside walking the street.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, okay, I'm just saying that we are kind of at war right now. And we've probably been at war for a long time and nobody really talks about it that way. But we have a lot of things going on. Well, and we are the world's police officers. What's going on in the Red Sea and all that, you know? And what are we going to do, John? What are we going to do?
Wish I had answers for you, my friend. I could be like the U.S. I could be like the U.S. government and say, oh, those tens of thousands of migrants streaming across the border, they're all screened, right? Yeah. All right.
Prove it.
Steve, thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. All right, have a good day. David calling from Gardnerville. Hey, David, glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this guy's nice day out there gathering the wife and kids and going out to feed some wild Mustangs.
Nice.
Just kidding, Jerry. Just kidding, Jerry. Sit down.
Oh, anyway, so David, you do know that it's illegal to feed them, right?
Yes, I do, and I know.
David's a troublemaker. Okay.
Yeah, Mustang. Far away from the Mustang Ranch, but the Keurig machine, I blew up two of those things, and they're not cheap. They were not cheap.
That and Keurig coffee machine.
Scaled them, and it fried it twice. So I went back to the old-time machine. But I do have a bottle of descaler, but all you do is just put a piece of tape over the button or whatever is red. Just cover it up and forget about it.
No, it won't work. It won't. It's insisting on being descaled. I turned it off and on and unplugged it, and it did make half a cup of coffee, but then it said no more. So.
Yeah, you got to go through those instructions, and they are a pain. They are miserable, and then you got to buy the descaler, which is like $8 a bottle. I have a bottle.
Never knew this stuff. And I can't.
Yeah,
can you believe I've done this talk show with just a half a cup of coffee? Unbelievable.
That is horrible.
Thanks. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, take care. Yeah, it's, you know what these Keurig machines kind of remind me of is my $500 useless Dyson stick vacuum. This thing, it is so particular that it will stop the started after 1 year of owning it. All right. I tell you that the solution when the Dyson just refuses to do anything is, and I read all the instructions and went online and everything like that, you're supposed to take it apart, which is a ridiculous thing to do because, you know, the Dyson is made in, oh my gosh, I don't know where, Iceland. The instructions are not in English. They're just in these silly cartoon squares you follow, and you take apart the Dyson because apparently some dirt got somewhere. And if the dirt got somewhere, the whole thing is just going to shut down. Why? Why not just keep working until you notice that the suction is being reduced and then you know what the problem is? But no, the thing just shuts off. And there was a period when I was taking it apart and putting it back together. And then after a week, it would stop working again. And one time I took it apart and cleaned everything spotlessly, the innards of this Dyson. And it still wouldn't work. So then I went to option two. Oh, it must need a new battery. It's a year old. A Dyson wants something like $80 for the battery. So I went on Amazon and I bought this off-brand battery for the Dyson, which cost me $29. And it worked fine for another year. And then the Dyson stopped. And I wasn't about to buy a new battery. I took it apart, and the thing just refuses. It is so particular. It is ridiculous. Now, listen, here I go again, talking about the old days. The Hoover, the metal Hoover with the bag, never did this. Never once. Never needed descaling and vinegar. Yes. Anyway, I promise not to suck in the next segment. I promise not to sound so old. That's a failing habit of mine. We're going to do one more break. So last chance to get your phone calls in. 884-9910. I promise not to suck. I'm not going to complain. Next segment, our last segment. 884-9910. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk Time, 1148.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. 884-9910 number to call. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Let's go to the phones at 884-9910. JJ calling from State Line. JJ, I'm glad you called.
Beautiful.
Good morning.
State Line. Good.
State line.
So got a
smattering
of snow last night.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I'm calling about the gun range. There's two. There's Guns and Arrows, which is on 395 in Gardnerville, right near Waterloo. and the other is run by Douglas County, which is out near the dump. And you just follow the smell of the dump, and there's a shooting range out there.
Very, very nice. Okay, I think I heard about the Douglas County thing. I didn't know about this place called Guns and Arrows.
Yeah, Guns and Arrows. Yeah.
That's an indoor range.
That's right near. It's a small range. They're near Waterloo, which is where the Smiths and the Raleys and the home and the Harbor Freight are.
Yeah, it's Waterloo.
Thank goodness we have a Harbor Freight in Gardnerville finally.
Yeah, and you have a grocery outlet. My wife loves going to grocery outlet.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great. I didn't know about the grocery outlet until I started going to Harbor Freight.
Yeah,
and
she's a grocery outlet specialist, and she says that's the best grocery outlet in Nevada.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, everything's far away when you live in state line.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you know what? I'm in Reno, and if these shooting ranges are out in Gardnerville and Douglas County, you know, it doesn't help the mom who was asking me to take her kids out shooting where that would be.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, Jerry also lived in Maine. I lived in Maine, and people are amazed when I tell them that the most gun-friendly place that I lived in my career was Maine, the New England,
Northeast. New Hampshire's gun friendly. Also, I was a search and rescue pilot up there for a summer, and it was really fabulous. But
it's not a bunch of Boston liberals up there at all. I mean,
no, not at all. In fact, you have to show ID when you come from Massachusetts. a place I really loved is Algonquin, New Hampshire. I think it is.
Oh, really?
It's right there near Kennebunkport. It's on the other side of Kennebunkport. But you can go there, and it's where people who love lobsters go to love lobsters.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you called, JJ. Thanks for letting us know from State
Great.
Line.
I mean,
how State
don't,
Line...
Don't, worry, don't worry about sounding mature. It's an advantage.
I already do. And how's State Line doing, my friend?
Very well, very well. It's a little overcast. It was sunny about half an hour ago. We got a spattering of snow last night, maybe an inch or so, but it's delightful.
How's the economy doing in State Line? Casino economy specifically.
Oh, the casino economy. They're doing pretty well. They keep changing. You know, they had the Hard Rock, and then that went back to being the Nugget, and I don't know, just the general economy, you know, it's a small town. I mean, it's here in Zephyr Cove, or kind of like one little bit of sanity out just north of California.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate
that's
the
only advantage. Yeah, you're welcome. Keep it up. You know, it's a nice adventure on Saturday mornings with you.
Well, yeah. Hey, thanks. And spread the word. I appreciate it, JJ.
Oh, I do. I don't have a lot of friends, but
that's why you and John
get along.
We can
shoot.
That's
it.
Well, you know,
it's us and the dog. You know, that's it.
a lot of my friends used to be when I was at Channel 2 for 20 years, and then it got really unfriendly.
I worked at KCRA for about 5 years too.
Oh, you're going. Oh, wow. Sacramento TV, huh?
Yeah, Sacramento. I was a TV director. I was a news director.
No kidding.
Television director for news.
Oh, it's a shame we didn't get to work together.
Yeah, well, it was quite a while ago, and it was fun. It was fun.
Did they take away your keys and walk you to the door too?
No, actually they really loved me, because the standby director who was supposed to take care of for vacations, he died, and so they called me. came out to the golf course and hauled me into the station to direct the news one night.
Yeah, TV news has really changed. You know, I know.
We had a great time. I mean, Phil Boyer was there, and Galen Daly was there, and Phil went on to be the president of AOPA.
Okay, well, the way TV news, local TV news, used to cover things.
Yeah, I
get very nostalgic about it. The way they used to investigate things and do some research on stories without them being...
Not just local, though. It's not just local, though.
Well...
I was a bureau chief for NBC News, and we used to investigate things. I mean, investigate. And now it's just, you know, the rip and read, and when management starts making decisions about news, the world's in trouble.
You know, and I just noticed, JJ, this morning, because I was looking at some local TV websites, our Facebook pages websites, and you look at the front page of these websites, and you realize after looking at three stories that pretty much the rest of them aren't even local. They fill it. Oh, this is interesting. Oh my gosh, this lady, this happened to her. Then you find out it happened in Chicago.
And I know.
What's it doing on the local TV website? Anyway, I promise not to
Let's start a pirate television station. Put you pirate. Back on the air and me back in the control room.
All right, you're hired. Thank you, JJ. Okay. Appreciate the call. All right, folks. End of the show. Thank goodness. I'm going to spend the afternoon descaling the Keurig, and I hope you have a wonderful time yourself. There's great football today. I'm very excited to see those games, and I bet you are too. I'll be here next Saturday, 9 to noon, at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Thank you, Craig. Awesome job producing from Carson City today. FM News Talk Time, 11:58.